Hey, it's Dee Dee in the morning, and welcome to my brand new podcast, Dee Dee's Dope Podcast. Now, what you're going to get with the podcast, everybody, you're going to get me raw and unfiltered. Yep. Radio now. You're going to get a chance to hear me talk to a lot of celebs, politicians, and we are going to really talk and get into questions, talk about and handle what's going on with our emotions and everything else. This week, guess what? I got a chance to talk to you guys. Know her as French Montana's, you know, the DJ. And she's on Basketball Wives LA. Huh. I have a question. One of them wives is dried up and will never, ever get another rich man again. I ask her that question. Y'all check out my conversation with DJ Duffy.
Oh my God. Dee Dee got a podcast?
What?
Dee Dee got a podcast.
What? What's the tea? What's the vibe? What's the hype? Yeah, we live. Talk a little of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. You a bad bitch. You a savage. Making money is a habit.
All right, so everybody, yes, it's Dee Dee in the morning. I'm loving this whole podcast thing, and I'm loving it because I'm going to get right into my guest. I'm getting right into my guest today because we got a lot to talk about, everybody. DJ Duffy from Basketball Wives.
DJ Duffy from Dallas.
Well, from Dallas, yep. Basketball Wives. She's the DJ with French Montana.
Yes.
We're going to get into all of that, which, by the way, are you still DJing?
I am still DJing. Okay. I know, you know, the fans will know, but I'm still out here. I've just cut it down, so.
Okay.
You know, I've cut it down some.
Oh, you had to cut it down because you have a baby, a new baby.
Shadi.
Okay. Can we talk about you and this new baby, please?
Yes. So, all day I could talk about my baby.
Okay. You have a son.
Yes, Air. He's 11.
Okay. And then your daughter is one now.
Yes.
So you waited 10 years in between.
Yeah.
What happened? Girl.
You know, my son, he just came out so perfect and he was just so great. I was like, we don't need to do this again.
Right. Right.
You know, and Iman, my fiance, he grew up with Air. He's been in our life since Air was one. So I'm like, this your son too.
All right.
So
stop right there. Stop right there. He's been around since Air was one. Air is 11. You guys got engaged how many years ago?
I don't know. I can't even keep track. I'm going to have to say five.
What's taking so long to get married?
You know, the more that I'm diving into it, which you'll see, we're having a part B of Basketball Wives season 10.
Well, damn.
Yes.
Wait, when you start having part Bs, like, you know, it's like, here's 13 episodes, here's part A, B, C. Dang it.
Yeah, y'all take y'all time with Basketball Wives because this is not a movie, it's a series. You know,
okay.
You got to take your time, peel the layers. And part of my layers being peeled is you're gonna learn why it's taking so long. And I just thought, oh, I just haven't planned a wedding, but I realized it was something internal and deeper inside of me.
You scared?
I think that my divorce messed me up more.
Duffy,
than what
I never
thought.
Knew. Wait, whoa, whoa! I never knew you were married.
Yeah, I got married at 21 years old.
Oh my God!
My high school sweetheart. We were together for 6 years, and then we lasted 6 months married.
Oh, dang it. No wonder then.
And I'm like, oh, I guess it is trauma. But for, you know, us strong women, we brush it off. I brush it off, and I just kept going in life, and I never addressed it. And now I'm thinking, is this what my delay is?
Right.
Is this what my holdup is? Do I have trauma? Should I went and talk to somebody? Because, you know, in our community, therapy is just now starting to be talked about in our community. It wasn't, you know, I felt 10 years ago, it wasn't, nobody in my family went to therapy.
Nope.
Nobody talked about therapy. I wasn't hearing it on TV,
seeing
other black women go to therapy. So at the time, it was just, you know, put on your boots and
keep going.
Up and keep going.
Yeah, we had to be the strong black woman, right?
Yep.
You know, which some people say that's to a detriment to us, right? By being that strong black woman. But yet I also say there's another side because had our mothers and grandmothers crumbled, where would we be?
Where would we be?
Had to pull our pants up, right?
That's and what get our out. Mothers taught us
right.
and our grandmothers.
Right.
Be strong.
Right.
Know?
Because if we didn't, where would we be today? Our generation. So you still have to do that. I think
and
there's.
Where would the household be?
Yeah.
If the woman breaks down, the house is done.
Come on.
It's over.
Okay. So here's my other thing. So now, anybody in your family going to therapy?
Just me.
You are going now?
Me and Iman.
Uh-huh.
You go. Yeah.
Are you going to therapy or are you going to marriage counseling?
It's more of a communication therapist.
Oh, I like that.
Yes,
I ain't never heard of a
I mean, when you ask with business, with friends, with your relationship, I mean, what is the biggest thing? Communication.
Yeah.
Communication. Yeah. Communication. And I realized, you know, I need to communicate these feelings that I had from my past, of my divorce that I never talked about. And I kept going, I need to talk about it. You know, things that he does that bothers me or vice versa, we got to talk about it.
How many counseling sessions have you guys gone to so far?
Six.
Has it gotten bad where you got in the car and you don't speak to each other when you came out of the therapy session?
It actually helped us so much. Like, okay. I'm feeling more excited to get married than ever.
Oh, now? Okay, it's because you let go. You broke down the wall now.
Yeah.
The trauma that you were talking about and being a little scared because it didn't work the last time.
Yeah, I didn't want to be no punk. I didn't want to tell Iman how I felt about my past and how, because then if you talk about it, then it's real.
Okay, so let's talk about Iman real quick. He is of what nationality?
He's Persian.
He's Persian.
He was born in Iran. His family had to flee Iran at 8.
Uh-huh.
And he grew up the rest of his life in Sweden.
Oh, dang. All right.
He speaks 5 languages.
Okay, wait. And I've often heard that Persian men can be very controlling.
And I would have thought that too, but when I say he's the least controlling, as y'all see, if you follow me on my journey as a basketball a wife and doing being DJ Duffy, I've always been an extrovert, not introvert. I'm twerking, you know, and I'm in studios with rappers and I'm traveling the world. And, you know, most men wouldn't be able to handle DJ Duffy.
Yeah, not at all. Well, let me tell you something they can't handle because, see, I'm 5'10". And I'm losing a little weight right now, but, you know, 5'10", 36, almost triple D, big personality. When I put on heels, right, I'm about 6'1".
You standing out in the crowd when you walk in.
But you are. That booty you got, this booty is gigantic. So, Duffy, here's the other one. You said something about, first of all, you're DJed for French Montana.
Yeah.
You went on the road with him.
Mm-hmm.
Who tried to hit it while you were on the road? Anybody tried?
If I tell y'all the names, come y'all on. Wouldn't believe it.
Come on.
Y'all would
give me one.
It.
Let one tumble out
y'all
your mouth. Who? Come on.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't tell?
Nah. Because, you know, in this industry, with these men in this industry and me being a woman in the industry.
The minute you say something.
I got to. Yeah, because then they're not going to let me hang out no more. I'm not going to be able to be in the studio more. I'm not going to be able to go to the after parties no more. They're going to exclude me out. They're going to be like, nah. Because, you know, a lot of these men, they are in relationships and, you know, they want to feel like they can do whatever they want to do.
But. Are the men in the entertainment business, is there any one of them you heard that is faithful? Is there just one that you know that everybody go, you know he's faithful? Is there one?
No.
Damn.
Not that I know of. I would hope that Russell is. I would hope Russell
Russell
is.
Wilson,
yeah. That's the only hope I have.
See,
for.
And everybody say he's square.
I like him square.
Me too.
You would say
me
my
too.
Man is square.
Girl,
he
mine
sure
too.
He is square as you want him to be.
Hey, them
okay?
squares be winning,
stay
okay?
Away from him, ladies. He is boring.
That's what I always say. Mine just a nerd and everything. Really, really. Walk around socks all the way up to his knees. I was like, y'all don't want him.
You do not want Iman. He's so boring.
Girl, okay, but wait. You don't know of anyone that you've heard they say is faithful?
Gucci.
Really?
Yeah, they say, you know, ever since Gucci got out and changed, and to me it appears that, you know, him and K.O.R., they seem to be on the same page.
Yeah.
I ain't heard nothing about him, so that's good.
Have you talked to him after he got out of jail or anything? Because I was going to say, because, you know, they say he's a clone, you know. Girl, you ain't never heard that.
I did hear
you heard that.
I heard that. I heard that.
Do you believe in that?
I mean, he is the only faithful man I know, so maybe he
so
is.
Maybe he is a clone.
He is fake.
Maybe he is. Yeah, he got to be fake.
He got to be fake.
Okay. All right. So you're on the road with French Montana. Did he ever try anything?
Oh, with me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, no.
Really? What? Really?
The thought of that makes me so sick. It's like somebody asking me, like, would I do something with my brother or did my brother hit on me? Because, like, we're really like that.
How'd you get so close?
French and our best friend Zoe, it's us three. But, like, we're women that work for him. And it's just that we talk to him about the girls and we see him with all the girls and we see everything and we know everything about him. So, no.
How'd you get so close with him? Like, how'd you meet?
So, 10 years ago, I met him in the club because of Diddy Sons.
Oh, wow.
They invited me out to the club. This was before I was DJing. They were, like, our homeboys performing. And it happened to be French Montana. And I watched him perform in the club. And people act like they didn't know who he was. And I was like, this guy is good. you know, he's good. Wait. And then I was like, yo, next time you come to Texas, let me know. I want to come pull up to your show. And every time he would come to our city or around Houston, Dallas, me and my friends, we go to the concerts and we just got cool.
Hold on a second. So, Duffy, what you're telling me is you've always been a hot girl, huh? You always been that girl.
I've always been outside.
You have always. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because you saying 10 years ago, you just always been that chick that men were always attracted to you. You always got that attention, always. Because I remember the first time we met.
Oh.
And, you know, me working on the radio, and we heard this rumor about.
You know, you boss are following
me. I know, yeah. Wait, but we heard this rumor about Drake going to UTA, University of Texas at Arlington, to watch this girl play basketball. Everybody was talking to everybody was buzzing and talking about in the city about Drake going to go see this girl, you know, play basketball, and it was you. How in that? So what are you doing? Because some girls will be listening going, how can I meet, you know, the rappers, the ballers, the this and that, go on the road? Like,
I mean, I guess if we keeping it real, because we're not on the radio right now.
No, we not. We doing, I get to,
I say
girl,
whatever I want.
I get to, yeah, I get to do me. I get to do me, girl. I get to be me. Let's go.
Well, you know, I have been told, I've asked guys that I've been with in the past. I'm like, why you can't let me go, or why you been so on me?
Oh, she got really that snapper.
Like, you really elite. Mm-mm. Like, why are you so worried about me? And they be like, you know, you're beautiful. You have a great personality. Ooh. You're fun, you know, and your vagina is amazing.
God. Like, just, you know what?
Just
hold up.
And I'm like, for real? Like, I really asked them, like, for real? Like, they're like, yes. Like,
it's truly amazing. Amazing. Go, girl. Wait, nobody ain't ever told me mine was amazing.
I had two boyfriends and they both proposed.
What you be doing? What does it do? Tell me, does it grab? Does it release?
I think it's a natural thing because I had this conversation a week ago with a homeboy. Because online, somebody said, if a girl's vagina or sex game is trash, it can never be fixed. It's never going to get better. So if you just...
Really?
That's what they said. And I was
I heard that, I mean, you know, I'm going to try to keep it clean because my mother may listen to the podcast, but I can't be... I heard, number one, they used to always say, pussy ain't got no face.
Right.
And then somebody said it was just like pizza, that you never really necessarily get a bad slice. That
I thought that too.
But have you ever had a bad slice of pizza? It was still pizza.
Like, it's not the best.
Like, on a scale? Like, yeah.
It's not horrible, right. But it's not the best.
Yeah. So you got that good, like, supreme pizza.
I have that top grade, I guess. Like,
you got the hand-tossed pizza.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. So wait. So you had guys tell you that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the booty.
Okay. It's your booty.
Because, Duffy, you have, I know, I follow you online.
Yes.
You're very honest about cosmetic enhancement surgery. All right. How many surgeries have you had?
Whew. Okay, so I just recently got a boob lift.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. And before that, after my son, I had got a breast implant. Because I used to be an A.
Really?
Yes.
Who'd you go to? Because your boobs are, like, nice and natural.
The last doctor I went to is Dr. Altman in Miami. He's great. Like, Ari, a lot of, I think Supercent went to him. Yeah. A lot of, like, celebrities go to him.
Yeah.
And before that, Dr. Justin Jones in Oklahoma, he did my boobs, and he's really good.
Wow.
And it's cheaper in Oklahoma. Plastic surgery is cheaper in Oklahoma, ladies. So,
oh, nice. You know, so you never got your butt done?
So then I've gotten liposuction twice on my stomach. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten fat transfer on the sides of my butt because I've always had a butt that projected back. I always wanted that on the side so I could get more of a curve.
Curve like an hourglass.
Yeah,
so more.
I would try to get fat fillers on the sides to give me more of a curvy shape, which I think I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that twice because the first time I did it, I was like, I don't see no difference.
Right.
I was very disappointed. The next time I went to a doctor in L.A. and he did better.
How do you feel about people saying that all of the women are starting to look alike nowadays and it's too plastic and anything
else? I agree.
Else?
I think it's more because of the apps.
Okay.
Everybody using them same apps, fixing their face up with them apps, and it's just...
Girl, I like that. I'm going to be honest with you. I like them apps, girl. I get on that goddamn Facetune. I'd be like, I'm going to Facetune my ass to look like an embryo. What?
Ass made you forget what you look like. Sometimes I post a regular picture of myself, and I'm like, dang, I didn't fix it up.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you, though, because okay, I'm looking at you, right, and just your body, how many surgeries would you say? Five?
Yeah.
Five surgeries.
Yeah.
Now, what about with your face? You've done. I watched you go to the guy who Kim Kardashian, right? You go to the
Dr.
guy.
Dr. Simon, yep. What's up in L.A.? He's done chin fillers for me before. Mm-hmm. High up on the cheeks.
Mm-hmm. What does that do up on the cheeks?
Just gives you a little bit more of a, like a, you know, okay. to give you that. That's why girls do their
contour.
The contour, because they want that cheek to pop out.
Okay.
I've done like the Botox. You know?
Yeah, I've done
and
Botox.
And then I've done
yeah.
where I tried to like do Botox to make my
eyebrows up.
But it doesn't really do what I want. So I'm thinking about doing this thing called the cat eye.
What is that?
It's something that lifts your brow up this way, and it's like strings.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen them, and they say you do that because some people are saying that's what Kim Kardashian and them did, right?
Where they tighten like
yeah, but then they disintegrate or they dissolve or something like that. Yeah. Okay, so you're thinking about that.
I'm thinking, but I'm
you got your teeth. You got your teeth.
Yeah, I got my teeth done.
You got veneers?
Yes.
Dang, yours look good. I got veneers. Mine don't look like mine are old.
I just got my baby daddy's, my second baby daddy's, teeth done for Father's Day.
It would be your fiance.
Yeah, my baby daddy.
Okay.
My Persian baby daddy.
I love it. Okay.
Not the black one, the Persian one.
The Persian one.
I got his teeth done.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to get your teeth done?
Both in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So I got the top done by Dr. Joe. He's a dentist here in Dallas. And then the bottom was Dr. Rose. I don't know if y'all heard of the hip hop dentist.
Yes. Yeah.
He did the bottom.
Okay. What about your lip? Look, I'm asking everything. I done took you apart, didn't I? I mean, really, I'm doing you like Humpty Dumpty. Hell, I'm trying to take your ass apart. Okay, but listen. What about your lips?
My lips are natural.
You didn't get anything in them to make them look that hydrated?
No.
They look so pretty. Okay. What do you think about when people go, you've changed, and you look at a picture of what you used to look like to now? How do you feel when people bring up old pictures of you?
I hate when people post old pictures because I'm like, I look so much better now. But it's okay because that's just me. I've never been like shy to talk about it. The people who hide the shit and try to act like they never got any work done, I'm sure when people post their old pictures, it's traumatic.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just like, post the new me.
Right, right. Yeah. Does your mom ever say to you, I don't know you anymore. This is not the baby I birthed.
No, my mom is so conservative, like opposite of me. So we don't even really talk about my plastic surgery. I'll normally like tell her the day before I go into surgery, like, hey, just in case. And then she gives me a whole speech on why I shouldn't be doing anything.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, it's too late. Deposit is down. I'm actually about to get anesthesia. I'll call you back.
Okay. And then when she sees you, does she say, oh, wow, it looks
good? Then she's like, oh, it looks good.
What about your son, your 11-year-old?
He doesn't know I've gotten anything done. Other than my teeth.
Okay.
We talk about the teeth.
Oh, he hasn't seen mama come in bandaged up?
Mm-mm. I hid it from him. No, I normally try to do it in the summers when he goes with his dad.
Okay.
So he don't get to see
it. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he don't know.
Has he ever said to you, mom, stop on social media, stop twerking, stop anything? Has he said anything to you?
I do all my twerking videos away from the kids so he doesn't see it. And his Instagram page is ran by me, which is for his business because he's a model. So he models. Yeah, he models for like Jordan, Nike, Russell Wilson. He did an ad for them. So, yeah, you can see him in the malls here. He's in the Kids Foot Locker. So for his modeling, and then we're going to start him like a custom shoe business. So we're growing up his page for that.
You sound like an entrepreneur. That's an entrepreneurial mind and spirit. Were there or is there entrepreneurs in your family?
No, I would be the first, and I'm really passionate about it.
Why? What is it?
Because I love the freedom, you know. I just, after having that freedom of DJing and being able to do what I want during the day and go and travel where I wanted to keep that, you know. And even with me starting to transition out of DJing, I've now dived fully into entrepreneurship. But I've always kind of started little businesses. Even 10 years ago when I was pregnant with Air, I did the Basketball Wives hoop earrings with the big balls on it.
Yep.
I like used to sell those earrings while I was pregnant with Air to make money. So it's just so ironic to me. Boom, 10 years later, I'm actually on Basketball
Air.
Wives. But right now I have a company called Fine Fine. It helps women lose weight.
Okay.
And then I have mycustomwig.com. This wig I'm wearing right now.
I love
now.
That. I was looking at it. Come on, Beyonce.
Wig. You can just take it off, y'all.
Oh, I need one.
Just throw it on.
Oh, I love it. Let me see. It looks really good. And you can buy, we can buy those from you.
MyCustomWig.com.
You look good.
I'm opening up a hair store in LA as well.
Dang,
so
Duffy.
Working on that now.
How many millions you got in the bank right now?
Not enough. That is a goal for me, Dee Dee. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I talk about it on the show. Like, you remember I used to say I wanted a million followers?
Yep. I remember
that.
$1 million. I remember you said that.
I have a new mindset now. I used to want a million followers, but now I want $1 million in a year, and that's my goal.
Let me tell everybody, you know, it's funny because Duffy and I filmed a pilot for a reality show. Remember? We did a pilot. And remember, who was it that got into it? Was it your friend who fought with somebody? Or was Vita Locust?
I think it was Deion Sanders' daughter.
Somebody got into a fight up in the club. We were supposed to do a reality show. I don't even remember what that one was.
Man, I wish that would have picked up.
It would have been hilarious. Because remember that fight? You were in there DJing. And next thing you know, you look down from the DJ booth and these girls were fighting in the club. I said, oh, God. And it was filming, remember?
That's when you realized, like, do I want to do reality
I did. That's
TV?
When I said. And, you know, somebody had hit me up for, one lady hit me up out of the blue, DM'd me about doing a reality show. I was like, which one? And she said, Atlanta. I said, no. Atlanta House. I said, nope.
Ooh.
I ain't ready for this.
No.
Okay.
I think you could give it to him, though.
But
I'm quick witty, though.
Yeah, but I'll have to laugh my way out of a fight.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to get on TV
That's
and start.
That's me. I say something mean, and then I'm like, I just playing.
You got to hide behind that joke. Okay. Wait. So we're going to get into the basketball wise, but I got to ask you, you twerk a lot.
I used to.
Well, you used to. You stopped?
Yeah.
Is there an age now where people have to stop?
You know, something happened after I had my daughter. And my knee was giving me issues. It was a combination of both.
You did not just say your knee. You did not just go through about your knee.
Yo, this knee, I'm like, I can't have this knee give out on me.
Yeah, because you play basketball.
Yeah,
so your knees. So
okay,
so you
and my daughter, I kind of blame it on both of them.
But there was a lady who, or somebody recently came out, and I want to say it's, is it Tammy Roman's daughter maybe or something?
Oh, okay.
Talk about twerking was unattractive and women do not need to do it in the club. And
I disagree.
Like, what are you, I was getting ready to ask.
I disagree with that. I feel like you should do whatever makes you happy. And at the time, twerking made me happy, and that's why I did it. Now it's starting to hurt my knee. It doesn't make me feel as good. And, you know, I look at my daughter, and I'm like, you know, I do want to give her the best example. So in the past, when I would post twerking, women would comment, why are you doing all these young girls look up to you?
Yeah.
And I didn't feel that because
It didn't relate.
I didn't relate.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, having my own daughter, I was just thinking, like, I don't want her to twerk. So maybe I should stop.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, I want to be an example for my daughter, a better example.
Damn. So you had to retire all that
and
big
I'm
old.
I'm moving from DJing to entrepreneurship. So it's like, I'm not about to twerk into entrepreneurship.
Right.
You know, I want to just slowly kind of, but don't get me wrong. I still twerk.
Yeah.
You know, if you come on my live.
You'll twerk sometimes.
If I'm talking to y'all for about 20 minutes, you're going to get a twerk in between there somewhere.
So I got a question with the twerk because I can't. I never had enough booty or any of that. Women who twerk, are they good in bed? Can they really do that in bed?
I don't know. That's
have you ever done that?
Question.
That's what's, I mean, like, have you ever twerked on your husband? Like, when y'all are having sex.
I do have this one move. I do.
Do you? And it kind of like twerking, let the booty jump up on him when you get on top?
Yeah, he loves it.
So you kind of twerk a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I incorporate it into the bedroom. He likes it. But I don't think that's, like, what drives him crazy.
Oh, what drives him crazy? Teach me.
You know, I think it's those inner muscles, you know, when you learn how to work those a little better. I feel like that's my theory.
Yeah.
You know, when they said, like, oh, you know, then when a woman can, like, work
with
those muscles.
With the Kegels, that's why they always tell us to keep doing them.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing Kegels right now. Kegels are very important
to
me.
Let me do mine, too. Let me do mine. Mine ain't working right. Look, you see where I'm moving? Okay, so I'm just curious because I was hearing about women with big booties not being able to really take it well with sex either, like in terms of...
That's not my problem.
Not you?
I don't have no issues with that. And, you know, my man is well endowed and I have no issues. If you are wondering about Persian men in bed, they're amazing. Ooh. They really are. I can say with full confidence that my fiance is the best I ever had.
Really?
The best.
Good. Okay, how does his family feel about you?
His mother loves me. We talk often.
Does she know you used to get on there and twerk on
She follows Shadi's Instagram, so I know she has ventured over to mine,
okay.
So I'm sure she's aware. But she's really cool. She's really nice. They love me. Her, his dad, his sister, his mom, they all love me.
How does everybody feel about you being on Basketball Wives?
I think it's a little weird for my family because when they're with me, I'm real chill. Yeah. Like, there's a difference between DJ Duffy and Tasha. Tasha's very chill. Tasha's here for you, what you need. I'm catering to my family. I don't act like the celebrity in my family. I'm trying to do for everyone else.
Right.
So when they see me in this persona and they see me arguing with women on TV and they see me being extra because I don't just look like this all the time. Yeah. I would just bald-headed in my house with sweats and no makeup on because that's just how I am.
Right.
So it's just, they know the difference. They
know basically what you're saying is, what we're getting is DJ Duffy, the persona, this. And so, again, the wig, the hair.
Yeah, when you want to hang out with Tasha, come on over. Come hang out and come have a glass of wine at my house. I have a little smoke lounge at my house, you know. Come over anytime.
You smoke? And your husband. You smoke?
Yeah.
Okay. So. You didn't smoke during the pregnancy, though. You couldn't.
No! I don't look like a Denver mom.
I know, right? Wait, but how often do you smoke in your smoke room? You and your fiance go in there?
It's our date night every night.
You guys go and smoke?
Yes, it's our date night every night.
But not hookahs. You guys smoke?
We smoke everything. Hookahs, cigars. And then when we're in California, we smoke THC. In Texas, it's illegal.
Right,
so
right.
We don't do it there.
Girl, you better get some of that. I got Delta 8 gummies I have to take.
I was looking at that. I was
the Delta
nervous.
8, I do. I love them.
I was like, what is this made out of?
There's one. I'm just going to put you on one. There is one that I love of Delta 8, and it is Space Ring. It's called Space Ring, and it's 500 milligrams.
Okay.
But you could only take a half. And it's over the counter. I always tell people, I don't do illegal drugs. Mine are over the counter.
Yeah.
They get you messed up, girl.
I'm about to space ring.
And they make you have sex a lot. They really, my husband and I, oh my God.
That's great for vacation, too.
Yes. Let me tell you something. He will call me and he'll go, did you take a gummy yet? Because I'm about to take mine. I got one in the car. I'm like, I'm taking mine. So as soon as he walks in, some days I'll be like, here.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. I'm telling you, these CBD, I'm telling you, the Delta 8, I love it. Okay. So you guys, you and your man, you guys are very connected. I love that. Yeah. That you guys, like, you know, you get people, you know, what they say, couples who get high together, stay together. No, no, no.
We have fun together in our home with just us. And we've had fun for 10 years, you know. Yeah. He's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. We're always together. Nobody goes off to work and other than me when, you know, I travel to DJ. But we spend a lot of time together.
How did you convince him to do and to show up on Basketball Wives?
Basically, I just told him he didn't have a choice.
Really?
You know how we do?
I know.
I'm like, you're going to support me. This is what we're doing as a family. I'm moving on to entrepreneurship. I'm trying to bring some money into our household. So,
now, are you the first black girl he's ever dated?
No.
Oh, no. He liked that. Yeah. Okay, now. Okay. Oh, okay. So you're not. And then now, okay, so you do Basketball Wives. Tell me, what is Shawnee O'Neal really like? She seems like she's mean. Is she mean?
I didn't encounter her this season. I didn't even see her. I didn't talk to her. So I haven't talked to Shawnee since the reunion years ago.
Are you shocked that she married a pastor?
I'm not. I feel like she fits that role very well.
A first lady?
She seems to fit that role.
Yeah, I mean, I
wouldn't want that role. It's too much pressure for me.
Yeah, but I mean, the reason why I say that, and I shouldn't say it like that, because I'm just going, you know, Basketball-wise, she put this together. Some people said it was just a little too ratchet. Some people thought it was very ratchet at first and all this. And that's why I'm going, and you married, the pastor married you. You orchestrated this chaos? You know,
I think the church has become so modern these days. Like, these pastors are starting to become like celebrities, you know? They dress in nice.
Well, let's keep it real. And everything that's going on in that church, they ain't telling the truth either. They putting on a farce, a reality show themselves now.
That's why I just pray at home, y'all. I pray at home and I try to put good into the world. I teach my kids, look, be a good person. Do good things and good things will come to you. And that's what I teach in my house.
Let me tell you, I keep telling everybody, I'm going to do a show called In Church We Lie. I said, because everybody up in there.
Me. I've had some stuff and seen some stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And there's a lie, there's a farce happening. Yeah. And there's something happening lately where you go, this is why a lot of people don't go probably, is because we see the game. What we looking at is like, I don't know.
We was talking about the Jake's sister in my household last week about everything that was going on. I went on to YouTube. I went to a rabbit hole.
You heard
and
about
I
that?
And I had to get up off of YouTube.
Wait a minute.
I was like, I don't even know. This is not good for
what
my
you mean?
Spirit.
With the
story, it just got deeper.
With the one
deeper.
About her husband. Mm-hmm. There's allegedly, I'm just going to, I don't know if everybody heard about, there's an alleged story about she's getting a divorce, right? Is it Cora?
Yes.
Allegedly getting a divorce because her husband was having a relationship with the adopted daughter?
The adopted son.
Oh. This is where you better add some sound effects. Dun, dun, dun. I didn't know it was the son.
The son's mother was on, the real mother was on YouTube saying that she was Cora's best friend since childhood and that she was tricked out of her baby.
Oh, my
God. It got real deep.
I'm going to have to go look YouTube. This up.
I had to get off because I felt like I was like, you know, it's hard when you're hearing something about kids and stuff that's traumatic. And when you don't know what is true or what is false, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to pray for all the people involved. And then I had to get out of that hole I was digging in.
Yeah. Also, so do you believe in conspiracies and stuff, too?
Not as much. I believe in aliens.
I do too, though. I know. The reason why I asked, because you said you were digging deep, because that's what happens.
You go down
you start going, and he'd be like, wait.
Me and my brother, we're learning a lot about Black history right now, and I'm just like, was my whole childhood and history lessons a lie?
Yes.
And I'm learning that right now.
I know. Isn't that a trip? They didn't tell us a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff they didn't want us to know, which you know, that's
a whole other topic.
So let's talk back to Basketball Wives. Evelyn Lozada, is she mean?
Not to me. I love Evelyn.
But she looked like she got
a
temper.
But I feel like, I mean, don't get on. First of all, don't get on any of our bad sides. I think that's why we all do reality TV, because we all got a switch that when it flips.
Does it mean all y'all psychotic? What's going on?
We all crazy.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm determined from doing this season, part A and part B. Well, wait till you see part B. You get to see me acting.
What? Wait, what happened? Who took you out of your zen space? And
I can't even tell y'all, but me and a cast member, we went at it. It's probably going to be a couple episodes.
Like fight? Did you physically?
No.
But you almost did.
Yeah.
Did you throw chairs?
You got to watch and see.
You threw chairs. Did you flip tables?
Do I look like a table flipper? I'm gonna hit you before I throw a chair.
You didn't throw a glass?
Nah. I did throw something.
Oh, you did throw something? And okay, so what about Malaysia?
Malaysia.
She seemed like, does Malaysia play? I'm just curious. Does she play a lot of games with folks? Is she really as true? You get what I'm saying?
Let me tell you about Malaysia. Me and Malaysia, we got closer this season. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard because some of her relationships with the other ladies weren't the best.
Okay.
So it was really hard to form a friendship at this point in time with Malaysia when she was getting all this heat in different directions and people had their opinions and, you know, and I'm just like, I'm just trying to get to know her. But yeah, a lot unfolds with Malaysia and the rest of us.
So here, when I think about Basketball Wives, none of them are, except for Jackie Christie, right? Who's with a basketball player right now on the cast?
Brandy. Max Hill.
Brandy is, and...
And Jackie.
And that's it.
Yeah. And then Malaysia's ex-husband played for a very long time.
Do you think that any of the ladies on the show now, do you think they'll have another chance at dating a basketball player or another wealthy man?
A British. Okay, first of all, I just want to say I love British.
Uh-huh, I do too.
I got something for British. That's my girl. Mm-hmm. Like, we hit it off. We kind of, our personalities are a lot similar. Now, the one thing we have not in common is when it comes to her criteria of men.
Okay.
She wants a man with 30 million or more.
Okay.
And she wants him to spoil her like a princess. Right. And she's just that type of girl. Me, I'm like, look, if you working hard, baby, and I'm working hard, we work hard together, we're going to build something together. Right. You know, and I don't like that princess treatment. Like, I don't like all the cuddling and bringing me flowers every day. Like, no.
You don't like that?
No. Okay. Uh-uh. I'm just not, you know.
So wait.
Make me something to eat.
Okay, damn. She said make her something to eat. Okay, but wait, Duffy, like, what about, like I'm saying, like, any one of those women, do you think they'll have another chance at...
British, because that's her
guideline.
That's
about the only one?
Her guideline is, he gotta have a lot of money.
Okay, the other ones, you don't think they'll probably end up with another rich man? Why? Is it because, A, they're either bitter, older, what?
I think Angel's with Rockstar. I mean, he I don't know his... Mm. I don't know how much money he has in his account, but it appears he has a lot of money.
Okay. I'm just asking.
And then who else we got?
Why would you think that they, I'm talking about, like, any of the other wives that we have seen, do you think that they would ever get another shot at...
Who's single?
At the, you know.
British is single.
Is Malaysia?
Malaysia. I think it's harder for Malaysia because she has children.
Mm-hmm.
And she has money, so she doesn't really have to bend to these athletes and stuff. Because these young athletes with this money,
oh,
these young athletes with this money, they not the best guys to date.
Right, right, no.
But that's what I keep telling British. You say you want a man with $30 million, but are you willing to
deal with
everything that comes with that? Because she likes rappers and stuff, so I'd be taking her to the studios. And I said, do you sure you want these guys? Mm-hmm. And she says, yes. She thinks she can change them. You know
my mom, let me tell you, my mom used to always tell me when I was a kid, right? Because you're making me think about what my mom used to say. She said, you know, I used to always say, oh, my God, mama, look at that person. They're married to that rich man, or they got this. And my mother used to always say to me, they got to pay for it too now. She said, you don't understand. She said, nothing in life is free. And she used to always tell me, it's better to have your own shack than to have a room in somebody else's mansion. Exactly. And she said, and you don't see the nights where them ladies are up at night trying to figure out where their man is, or they're this or that. She was like, they are paying for it now.
You
paying for it. So what about Evelyn? You think Evelyn's going to hook up with another?
Oh, 100%.
Why? Because she's so bad.
She just so bad. She remind me of J-Lo.
Yeah, somebody told me.
Just like, man, you just been bad. You going to always be bad,
right?
Period.
Girl, somebody told me that about her. They saw her at Shawnee's wedding.
Brooke is like that, too. Have you seen Brooke in
Brooke
person?
Brooke is bad like that?
Brooke Bailey
her body
is the most gorgeous woman. Like,
who is is she dating anybody?
She's married.
Oh, she is married.
I think. Still.
Okay. But he doesn't play.
No.
He's not involved in that or anything like that. But she used to mess with a basketball player.
Yeah.
Do y'all all have, when you guys do basketball wise, have you guys all sat around and said to yourselves and had a conversation about who y'all used to mess with? And you go, girl, I messed with him too. I had sex too.
I wouldn't tell these girls on this show nothing.
No?
I be trying to hold everything in and I talk too much. I be drinking and we be hanging out and my lips start to open. I be like, oop. I be in my head, shut it.
But has any, I mean, because we know some of them have dipped with the same dude and all that stuff,
who
right?
Did?
Didn't,
what
was
you
it,
know?
Was it Evelyn at one point who was messing with somebody's?
Oh.
Remember that? Somebody's.
Oh, Tammy Roman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's happened. And then you had another lady that had messed with Shaq before.
Yeah.
That had happened. Yeah.
And is it true? Has Shawnee ever said to you the truth about Shaq? Because you know there's rumors about him.
What's the rumor?
You know you heard that.
Really? Maybe it looks small because he's so big.
All right. Somebody told me. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Could you imagine, like, if you were a dude with a small one, how would you feel?
Man, I would be the nicest guy. I would be a trick. I'd be like, what you want, baby? Take it to the mall. Do with your mama. Your mama wants something. That's how I feel I'm gonna put it out there. Guys, when I see a guy that's a trick, I feel like you're compensating for either your personality or your penis.
Yeah.
Because the men that I know that have a lot of money that also have good personalities and good, they're not tricks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said they're not tricks. Okay. All right. Well, listen, tell us, Basketball Wives, you said there's 13 episodes.
Yeah.
And you have part A and B.
Yes.
Damn. Are they going to give you your own show then at this point?
You know, that would be a great. I think I want to do a show with my hairstylist, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from the girls. You know, I just really just do the show for fun.
Yeah.
I just can't believe I'm back on TV. I thought I would never do it.
They called you? They called you or what? They were just like, please come back. How much do you guys get paid per episode?
It depends on who you are.
Really?
So every season you do, you get paid more and more and more.
Like, what would be what's the highest, like, just in the ballpark? Who do you think, well, you don't have to tell me who, but what do you think is the highest salary on Basketball Wives?
Probably like 100K an episode.
Somebody gets 100K an episode, you think? And then what do you think would be the lowest somebody is getting right now on that show?
Probably 5K an episode.
5K an episode. Jackie getting 100,000 an episode?
That's what I think.
I bet you she is.
I'm guessing what I hope she getting paid that much. That's what she should.
Jackie
be,
really that crazy though, for real?
Jackie is definitely Jackie, man. You get all different sides of Jackie. You get what y'all see on TV is also a fraction of Jackie. Jackie is like a really good person though.
Do you agree the way she is with her husband, the way she's been in the past, being that it seems very, very possessive, don't it?
I mean, it's as hard as it is to get a man out here. I
guess
be
you gotta
like
hold on
too.
To him, huh?
Like,
you
gotta,
I mean,
attractive man in the NBA, like, he seems like a cool guy. Like, yeah, she had to follow him.
Yeah. Who's got the biggest appetite on the show? You'd be like, ooh, every time some food come out, that girl right there. Okay. No, no. No.
I was so embarrassed because there's so many scenes probably with me eating while people are talking, and I'd be like, I don't even know what these girls are saying. I just was trying to get here to this food. I'd be hungry. I would get so excited when they say on the schedule, like, we're meeting in a restaurant.
I'd
be like,
Lord. Yeah, because I saw you posted online that you gained a lot of weight.
I gained a lot of weight.
And the fact that you let everybody know how much you weigh.
You know, I have to be transparent. If I have a weight loss company, I got to be transparent. Yeah. So something happened after I had Shadi. My hormones went crazy. I was like skinnier after I had Shadi. And it's like my hormones went crazy. And I was trying to find something to balance it out or help me lose the weight. And I found a product that really worked for me. And I was like, wow, I should give this to other women who are struggling with their weight. Because I wasn't working out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't monitoring what I ate. I was just taking the pills every day. And I was dropping weight. So then I just put it on to my followers, and I made 6 figures in 3 months.
Oh, give me that. And okay, so wait. See, here's my other question before I let you go, though, because I was saying who is the one who drinks the most out of all the basketball wives? And you go, oh, here comes some.
Jackie, because, you know, she always got her Brassard, and she's coming out with her own wine now. So it's like, we used to have Brassard on set, wine on set. When she comes on set, it's like, where's the drinks? Her and Jen, where's the drinks?
We were supposed to get us a drink. Shoot, I didn't even.
It's okay.
Damn it. All right. Well, listen, next time you come, please come back, because I want to talk to you about some other stuff.
Okay.
I really want you to come on and co-host with me. We interview some other people. I really want you to do that if you can.
I'm down.
Okay. I got to let you go, though, everybody. Listen. DJ Duffy, let them know when to watch Basketball Wives, how to follow you, do all of that.
All right, y'all watch us on Basketball Wives on BH1 Monday night, 7 p.m. Central. And you can find me on Instagram at Duffy.
All right, there it is. All right, you guys, till the next one that I do, all right? DD in the morning, DD's Dope Podcast. All right. Girl, look at you.
Yeah, we live. Talk a little of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's DD. Go DD. Go DD. Go, Dee Dee. You a bad bitch. You a savage. Making money is a habit.
All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed my conversation with DJ Duffy. All right? Hey, listen, do me a favor. Tell everybody about the podcast. You know, you could actually follow us, subscribe, if I could say that. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube. Also, follow me on all social media platforms, Edie's Dope Podcast, or just go to the website, Edie's Dope Podcast, everybody. Every Thursday, we'll drop a new one next week. I should tell you, just follow me on social media at DD in the Morning and DD Podcast. Thank you for listening.